Welcome to the program today. We're in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 14. It says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. We're going to look at that. Have your Bible ready if you can. Song says the fight is on, O Christian soldier, and face to face in stern array, with armor gleaming and colors streaming, the right and wrong engage today. The fight is on, but be not weary, be strong, and in his might hold fast. If God be for us, his banner o'er us, we'll sing the victor's song at last. I like that part that says be strong. That's what this whole book of Ephesians is all about, that we might be able to stand. Well, we're going to be talking about doctrine. It talks here in verse number 14 about every wind of doctrine. You know, Jesus said just before he went back to heaven, he said, when the Holy Spirit has come, he will guide you into all truth. Well, look, I've been running this Christian road since I was 12 years old, and I looked here and I looked there, and well, there's this doctrine, there's every wind of doctrine, there's good doctrine, and there's bad doctrine. How come we're not getting into unity in this thing? Because the Bible says the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. So we should come up with the same truth. There's not two different truths. The Holy Spirit and the Word of God are always in total harmony, and so all we need to do is get into the place where we can honestly say, teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me what is right and what is wrong.
Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word. Teach me to pray. Whatever seems best to thee, that be my earnest plea, so that thou drawest me closer each day. Teach me thy wondrous grace, boundless and free. Lord, let thy blessed face shine upon me. Heal thou sin's every smart, dwell thou within my heart. Grant that I never part, Savior, from thee. Teach me by pain thy power, teach me by love, teach me to know each hour thou art above. Teach me as seemeth best in thee to find sweet rest, leaning upon thy breast, all doubt remove. Teach thou my lips to sing, my heart to praise. Be thou my Lord and King through all my days. Teach thou my soul to cry, thou, dear Savior, nigh. Teach me to live, to die, saved by thy grace.
I'm reading again Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 14. Paul said that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness whereby they lieth in wait to deceive. What's it mean to be tossed? Spine's expository dictionary says this: to be tossed is an unsettled condition of mind, influenced and agitated by one false teaching and another, and characterized by the immaturity which lacks the firm conviction begotten by the truth. What a statement. I'm going to have to read it again. Listen carefully. This is what he said it means to be tossed. It is an unsettled condition of mind, influenced and agitated by one false teaching and another, and characterized by that immaturity which lacks the firm conviction begotten by the truth. So Paul says you should not be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Now, when you see the word doctrine in the Bible, don't assume that that doctrine is correct. First of all, it starts here in Ephesians 14 talking about every wind of doctrine. Proverbs 4:2 talks about good doctrine. Jeremiah 10:8 refers to doctrine of vanities, and then Jesus told the Pharisees in Matthew 15:9 they were teaching for doctrines the commandments of men, and he mentioned in chapter 16 and verse 2 about the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Acts 2, we have the apostles' doctrine. Acts 17, new doctrine. 1 Timothy 1 and 3, other doctrine. 6 and 3, doctrine which is according to godliness. And then in 2 Timothy 4, 3, sound doctrine. Hebrews 6 and 2 talks about the doctrine of baptisms. And then Hebrews 13 and 9, strange doctrine. Revelation 2, 14, the doctrine of Balaam. 1 Timothy 4, 1, the doctrine of devils. Revelation 2, 14, the doctrine of Balaam. And verse 15, the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. There's a lot of different doctrine out there. And so Paul says in verse 14 that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. The next word we read in verse number 15 is the word but. But is a conjunction used to introduce something contrasting with what has already been mentioned. The word but is in the Bible 3,994 times. 25 times you'll find the word but in the book of Ephesians. It is used to introduce something contrasting with what has already been said. So he said, now you're going to be children, if you're going to do that, you're going to be tossed to and fro by the sleight of men, but here is the conjunction, here is the contrasting thing, speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ. Peter put it this way in 1 Peter 2 and verse 2. He says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. 2 Peter 3:17, he says, beware lest ye also being led away with the error of the wicked fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, growth is the process of developing or maturing physically, mentally, or spiritually. And of course, Paul's using it here as a metaphor to grow spiritually. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse number 11, Paul's talking to those, he says, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you're dull of hearing. For when, for the time, ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become as such as need milk and not strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongs to them that are full age, even to those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. By reason of youth. Now, Paul could write 1,000 letters and say, grow up. But you can look at your kids and say, grow up. And they're not going to grow up without the training on how to do that. And we're not going to grow up spiritually unless we get into the Word. We got a lot of baby bottle Baptists around these days that just suck on the milk, and, oh, mommy, can you warm this up for me? Grow up, Paul said. Ephesians 4:15, but speaking the truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. 1 Peter 2:2 again, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. There's the secret, the sincere milk of the word. Get into the word of God, let the word of God get in you, and pray that God would open your eyes that you might see the truth.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine. Silently now I wait for thee.